Miss Celia, I feels like singing or talking. Welcome back. It's David from the 5x5. How are you guys doing tonight? I wasn't going to do anything tonight. I was sitting here, just kind of looking at television. All my shows came on tonight. Well, not all of them, but the two of the shows that I liked the most came on tonight. So I've been watching TV. Then I started Wolverine. I'm such a bad fanboy because I didn't start it. I didn't watch it when it was in the theater. And so I finally started watching it tonight. And I'm glad I didn't waste my money on that ish because it wasn't. I mean, it's not all that cute. I'm like, okay. I didn't like it. And normally I get into it. Now, the first one, the first Wolverine, if you guys remember, kind of was an origin story. And they made Wolverine and Cyclops. Wolverine, even though Cyclops was in it. Wolverine and Sabretooth brothers, which I didn't like that aspect of it. But I dealt with it. You know, I dealt with it, as you know, because sometimes I know they had to change some things from the comic book lore to make it fit and in the movies to bring more people in, not just to satisfy all of us fanboys and our craziness and wanting things to be just as it is in the comic book. It's just not possible. But this mess, Wolverine, when he's over in Japan, I just wasn't feeling it, but you know, it is what it is, and I will finish it tomorrow because I just couldn't watch anymore. But long live the queen, and that queen would be Oliver Queen in Arrow. That returned tonight after his winter hiatus, and I think, did it come on? Yeah, it came back tonight. Tonight was the first night. If you remember, we left Oliver and the gang, and the one Speedy, who's going to be Speedy Colton Haynes, who was supposed to be the Arrow, but I think they're going to turn him into a metahuman because he got juked up with that Sebastian Blood stuff. I don't like that part because that's not true to the comic book, but I know you have to change some things. It's just, I don't know. I don't like the fact that the guy who's playing Sebastian Blood, I can't think of his name to save my life right now, but remember he was Lafayette's boyfriend on True Blood, and I like that character, but he was such a good character, kind of, in True Blood, and now he's this evil character that kills his father and put his mother in a sane asylum. Ooh, spoilers, I might say something you guys might not have seen tonight on television, so you might not want to listen if you haven't. If you haven't seen it, but so like I said, that came back tonight, and with some things that were kind of good. It was interesting, and they're moving that story along, and it's just really, really good. It's quality. I think the writing is almost better than how bad Smallville got toward the end. I think the writing is better, but this is the beginning. It might, if it goes on 7 years like Small, or 7 or 8 years like Smallville did, it might get worse. But they're introducing all the right people, and I also think some of these TV shows to pull a Beyonce. You know, don't tell anybody who's showing up, who's I'm not going to tell any more spoilers about Arrow. Hey, Ken Boggle, how you doing, my friend? Ken Boggle from the crew, y'all. Clap, 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 clap. he's in the chat room. And he What was I talking about? See, Ken Boggle, you'd have messed me. I was on a train of thought there, but he's this really bad guy. But like I said, they need to do a Beyonce. Like, you know how Beyonce released her album? There is, and this is not a Queen Bee episode. That's not the Queen I'm talking about. I'm talking about Oliver Queen right now. They need to surprise some of the people, like who they bring into the show, because we already knew Sebastian Bluff was going to be in it. We knew Canary was coming this year. We knew that the Flash was coming this year. So, which I thought he's going to be in this episode, but obviously that character's laid up in a coma somewhere. In Flash's city, I can't think of what that is right now either. But, I want some surprises. So when Laurel went to see this person that obviously knew Sebastian Blood, I wanted her to say, I wanted Raven to show up, and do the whole soul Raven Bird thing. And I thought it would be really, really cool, but it didn't happen. But I'm glad how this season is. I'm glad how this season is progressing. But the other queen, and it's not Queen Bee. But you know what? I'm so crazy. Before I even start on that, my sister purchased or gave me a scarf for Christmas. And when I tell you, I absolutely love the scarf because it's very, very long. And I've been tossing this scarf around like it's some secret hair that you get from the China person store. I guess just the Asian store, because all the Asians, other than Sally Beauty Supply, all the Asians sell all the hair, and that's where all the black girls go to get their secret hair. And I toss this thing around like I'm Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind. I'm like, okay, David, calm down with the scarf, because I'm throwing it around my neck, I'm wrapping it around my head, I'm tossing it and popping it. That's too much. I need to bring that on down a little bit. But the thing is, I still have it on right now, and I'm in my pajamas. I'm in my pajamas. That's not cute. But that's the thing. I just like, yeah, I need to stop with the scarf, because now since I've worn it so much, and if anybody knows, please email me. You know how you get something new, and I think you're supposed to wash it in cold water first before you actually wear it. Well, I didn't do it, and ever since the day I put it on, I haven't taken it off, and so. It has these little beady nappy things on it now, and it's kind of ugly, so I'm almost forced to go get one like it. And I probably can get a really good deal, because it's after Christmas, and they sell some of this, they start selling this winter wear stuff at yes, in my PJs. They start selling this the winter wear stuff, like they start at 40% off and go all the way up to what, 75% off. I seen an article the other day. They were saying things you may not know. And I kind of knew this already. I didn't know Target did this as much. And it was saying that Target, and you have to look at the tag, and if it has a ending that ends with 7, it has more discounts on it. Now, when I worked in big box retail, I worked for the May Company department stores, which merged with Macy's. We did the same thing. And when I first started, I always worked there part time until I went to management. But we did the same thing. And I didn't know when I first started there. So we had all these items that we sold that had a 98-cent ending on it. So I don't know if Macy's still does this, but you guys can go and check. They may, because they did merge with May Company department stores. So they might have brought that along, because all the stores do it, especially when it's clearance time. Especially this is the end of, well, they're probably ready to do inventory now, so it's probably have to wait till next year. Because we always got all the stuff out of the store at the end of the year, so we wouldn't be charged double or triple for it if we had obsolete items in our inventory. And so you have to look at the tag, and it's a clearance tag. If it has 98 a 98-cent ending, a lot of times that stuff at the beginning of the cadence of the discount, it would start off like at 50%. Then as the weeks went past, it almost went to like 90%, to where sometimes it was like 99% off. I have a Cuisinart food processor that I got for $1.98, a whole set of Kaplan cookware. Now, you know, Kaplan cookware is very expensive cookware. And I think I paid for a whole set of 12 with lids. I think I paid $1.98 or $2.98 for a whole set. It was like a $300 set. I have Waterford crystal that I got for 98 cents. Wedgwood china, Christmas china, Mikasa, Oneida, serveware, flatware. I used to get all this stuff for crazy. I remember one year I bought two fossil purses for one for my mother, one for my sister, and one of the purses was like maybe 179, the other one was like 159, and I got them both for $4.98 a piece. So you had to look at these deals. So I just read this the other day and I'm like, oh, so the stores are still kind of doing that. That's kind of code for the employees, because normally a lot of if you you're just lucky because the reports can print out and you have to look for the report and you have to look for the item. Normally the employees stash all that stuff in the warehouse or in the stock room, and they buy it when it goes cheaper. I know I did when I worked there. Those fossil purses, I seen the 98 cents ending on a report. I pulled those bad boys and stuck them back in the stock room until they went like 90% off. But yeah, I got me some things, bruh. I mean, fossil watches for $1.98. They never did the cosmetics or the perfume. You could get the costume jewelry really, really cheap. And also, so I'm gonna have to hit out Target and look for these deals, but because I didn't know that they did the same thing as the big designer retail stores did. Obviously, Target does it because somebody put their tea out online the other day. I'm like, ooh, that's interesting. And so keep that in mind, because you can get you some good deals if you look hard enough. I remember getting coats, Perry Ellis jackets, Ralph Lauren shoes. I mean, that's the one thing I miss about, and I need to go get me a part-time job there. I miss about working in big box retail because you did get some good deals, and on top of that, you got your discount. So y'all need to check that out. So all you Target people, I am coming to see you girls this week because I need some stuff. I'm just gonna pay cash because you would never get to get my credit card information. Not that you'd get that much, but they because you sell my credit card information to somebody, they're gonna be really mad at you because you gave them a bad credit card. Trust and believe it. Oh, that seems like a really, really good good bl place. Blah, blah, blah. I can't even talk tonight. That seems like a really good place to take a quick break. We'll be right back and we'll talk about the other queen in tonight's story. And then also about some things I've seen while I was driving today. You guys stay tuned and we'll be right back.
I never get the flu.
My kids don't need more shots.
I don't have time.
We're all healthy.
My asthma's under control.
I'm pregnant.
I've had the flu. It's not a big deal.
My kids are too old
for flu.
The media
is exaggerating.
I can fight it naturally.
No matter how you build your excuses, the flu can blow your house down. Keep your foundation strong. Vaccinate. Learn more at flu.gov.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Can't say goodbye every time it does.
And we're back. Thank you guys for tuning in. I am David, and this is the 5x5 late night show. And sorry if I'm talking really fast. I don't know why I do that. And I have been consciously thinking not to speak so fast when I'm on. So I'm slowing it down a little bit. So we were talking about Oliver Queen. We were talking about discounts at Target and the big box retails. Another thing today that I saw, I wanted to stop and grab me some dinner, and I didn't want a burger, and I was tired of burgers. I'm like, oh, they're doing the whole $5 Subway sub sandwiches, whatever. So I'm like, I'll grab that for dinner, and because I had to get home before Errol came on, because I couldn't miss my show, although I missed like 6 minutes of it, so I wasn't really happy about it. But so I there's a Subway not too far from my house, so I had to go grab some dog food, and I had to get some stuff for the house. I'm like, well, I'll just run by the Subway next door. And so I go in there, and why? And here's my thing, is this is a restaurant. You know, it is a restaurant, and not that it's a fancy restaurant, it's not a sit-down type restaurant, although you can eat in. I see two, and they weren't girls, they weren't children, they weren't teenagers. These were grown women. Grown, not in the nice Beyonce hit song. Well, I guess really not a hit song, but the video is really, really cute. Grown woman. These were grown women wearing pajamas. And think, it's cold here. It was snow on the ground when I woke up this morning. I mean, snow. And I'm like, why are y'all, in my head, of course, I'm like, why are y'all wearing pajamas in the store? I don't get it. Why are you wearing pajamas in a restaurant? To me, that's disgusting. And I wanted them to get out of the way because they was ordering like 75 sandwiches. I'm like, seriously, can y'all please hurry up with this? I'm trying to get home to see Arrow. You know, I wasn't playing with them. And then the one had the nerve to have Christmas ones on. Girl, Christmas was in 2013. It's not coming back to the end of this year. Take them off, because it had snowman and Santa Claus and prints and stuff on it, and the other one, they was just dirty. I'm like, ugh, you know, I wanted to say something, but I did take a picture on the low, so it will be, ooh, it's gonna be the show picture for today. I sure am. I'm gonna do that. That's kind of scandalous. I'm not like, and I want to say this because I'm getting so tired of hearing all these and that thing is, I'm nothing special. I don't put myself out there being nothing special. I do this because it's my personal entertainment. I like to talk. I stay up late, and this is what I do. I'm not trying to be more than what I am. I do like the fact that I'm bringing some new guests, which I have a really special guest. And all I'll say is Garbage Pail Kids coming up maybe next week. We'll see. I just interviewed Alan Chen. Listen to that. Check out his books, his novels. Great guy. But I don't take myself that seriously. I like when I contact some of the guests that are on the show, like during the crew show that I do with Ken Bogle and Donovan from the Off Limits show. You know, we had Jason Dotley on there. And then we scheduled as Seth Fornia, but he was sick, and we're rescheduling Seth Fornia. But I come at them when I'm talking to them. I just come at them like I'm a regular person, you know, like, hey, I think you'd be an interesting addition to the show. It's not a big show. It's not like it's popular. We're not trying to make any money off of it, but we're real. And I think I'm pretty real. And I hope I come across as being authentic and not trying to be more than what I am, because that's not my style. I don't have time to brag about myself. I'm not going to do that, because really, if somebody's not telling you how good you are and you have to do it yourself, then maybe you're not that great. And so I hear these other talk shows dog out each other, and they talk about each other. And I've just listened to some stuff tonight. And, you know, one guy's asking for money to pay for a show. And then there's another guy saying, you know, water cooler racism. That's nonsense. And I'm not inviting that nonsense into my life. I just think that's crazy. Do your show, do what you're doing, and go on about your business. And there are people, you know, putting people's personal information out on here. What is that all about? You know, y'all can find out anything y'all want about me, because honestly, I won't care. Trust and believe. Anyhow, off my soapbox now. So back to the girl with the, with the print on her, her Christmas printed pajamas. She and yes, I do what Ken was saying, that I was telling him that I used to rack up at the stores, and I said that's when I was cute and skinny and I could fit into mall clothes. And he laughs and he says, you can still wear all clothes. And he told me to post a picture. No, I can't wear no mall clothes. There's nothing in Dillard's, Macy's, JCPenney. I can go to the Husky section. They got a Husky section of JCPenney's and I can fit some things. But Macy's and Macy's and Dillard's, they're not checking for me. They are not checking for your boy. but no. And so she has these printed, I've said this 1,000 times, pajamas on. And then after they bought like 27 sandwiches, you know, she had the nerve to pull out a big, you know, the big Ziploc bags, a big Ziploc bag full of change. Full of change. And this girl is counting coins. I'm like, are you kidding me? Because, you know, at this point, it was like 9:56. I only live 5 minutes down the street. I'm like, if she can go here and hurry and count these pennies, I can be home and so I can watch my show. You know, because I was ready to take them coins with that bag and clock her upside the head with it and then pay for my food. But, of course, I didn't do it. But then I, you know, ordered my little I got the oven roasted. Yeah, the oven roasted chicken, and I always get Monterey cheddar. He's like, oh, we're out of Monterey cheddar, so I had to get the Italian herbs and cheese, which that's okay. You know, it's kind of rough though when you're biting it, but it was good. I had a decent dinner, and I was just tired of burgers. But I will say, and I'm not trying to pitch McDonald's, that little new McChicken bacon thing, it's kind of the tea, trust, because it was good. I had that yesterday. It was really good. I eat it. I would wonder how much money I would save by not eating out as much as I do. I need to stop eating out so much. And I know it. When I'm purchasing food, like at a fast food restaurant, and it's fast food, I don't mind going to a really nice restaurant and sitting down and being served and having good conversation, have a glass of wine or whatever. But going to fast food is so empty, and at the end of the day, it's not very healthy. You know, they're using grade F meat, and I'm like, but I still do it anyhow. And it's such a waste of money because thing is, and that's all I bought at Subway tonight, because Subway is not cheap. You know, when you go in there, you will come out, if you say you get a sandwich, a foot long sandwich, and this is how they get you. They tell you to come in there and get them $5 subs, and they're not, there are $5, but you know, they want you to buy the cookies and the chips and the pop, but I fooled them today. I already had cookies and pops and the chips, so that's why I went to the store first, so they couldn't get me. And so, cause they'll get you up in Subway. But then they have the premium subs, which that's like the steak and some other kind of chicken. And then they'll have, then they have the $5 regular subs. I'm like, well, ain't they all subs? You know, so, when y'all say any sub, it is any regular, sub. So I no, and Subway is, Ken is agreeing with me. He says Subway isn't cheap. And but yeah, I would have to say, other than McDonald's chocolate chip cookies, which are really, really good, the, see, this is all fat boy hashtag fat people problems, because I'm talking about food and it is not cute, and it's too late to be trying to eat something. I do have a ski, and y'all don't know nothing about no ski. He said he loves those cookies. They really have really good cookies at Subway, but they're like $75 to get three of them. I'm like, y'all cannot get me, because in my head that's what I wanted, but I'm like, I'm gonna get a snack. Remember when I took the how much sugar how much sugar do you consume, are you addicted to sugar quiz a couple weeks ago or a couple days ago? I fatty problem. I know, right? And I took that quiz, and I'm kind of one of the people that I have to have a sweet at the end of my meal. It's just the way it is. And but those my favorite Subway cookie is the double chocolate cookie, double chocolate chip. Yeah, double chocolate chip. It's really, 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 really good. Those are really good. But if you want to pay $75, you can go on and get them, because they will never get me with them expensive cookies anymore, because they used to be $3 for $1, but now they're like $3 for $100. Nobody have time for that anyway. What else? So it's actually been a pretty decent day. I did some errands earlier. You know, it was a day I had to run some errands for my mom, with her, and then I had to go to work because my idiot boss, he didn't fill out some paperwork that I needed to get my hours, and I went and took, and I was talking about the other day on the bonus episodes, and guys, if you remember, I have several bonus episodes on the blog, and you can find them on Facebook, and there's only one here. I just want to show what I do when I'm not doing a kind of a more structured show, because like tonight, I have specific things that I want to talk about. When I'm in my car, which I did one today, when I'm in my car, I just kind of go off the cuff and just talk about just about anything and things I see. And I will say this, today when I was on my way to, after I dropped my mother off and I had to go to work and fill out some paperwork, and I took a day off, I'm taking Friday off. Oh, and with that being said, Ken Boggle and I, hopefully we will be doing a Google Hangout. I don't know the specifics, so if anybody wants to join us on Google Hangouts on Friday, we're going to do one tomorrow just to see if we can get it done. But if anyone wants to join us on Friday, we're going to do a Google Hangout on Friday. And so I think Jack Willis from the Jack Willis Show here, he said he's going to come, and my co-host from the Real Talk with Day and Nikki, maybe she'll show up. So look for that. We're going to do that. We'll record, and then we'll either put it on the crew show, and Ken and I will have the recording on our individual show, and of course I'll have it on the Facebook page. But and then also we're talking tomorrow. It's the crew show at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, and we'll be talking about what was your worst. Now, remember earlier that, like, one of the very first episodes when we had a different format, we Ken had asked everybody what advice have you ever received to get over heartbreak, and we talked about that. But this, Donovan is asking us, what has been your worst heartbreak that you've ever had to go through, had to endure in your life? And not just to like maybe not with a partner or a boyfriend or girlfriend. He said even friendships or family members. So I do have one that I'm still hurting for and from to this day. So I'll be glad to share that story. And also a really, really interesting question he's posing to us tomorrow. What song from the 90s takes you back, and every time you hear it, it invokes those feelings that you had when you first initially heard that song? So I had to think about that one because I have a whole lot. You know, I was really heavy Janet Jackson. I do have one in mind, but I don't think that's – oh, it just came to me. It just came to me. So that's going to be it's interesting show. I wish we could play the music, but we'll see. We'll see about that. So, like I said, check out the bonus episodes on the our blog, which is the 5x5.blogspot.com. The fives are numeric. Send me a tweet. And if you want to add me on Google Plus, I think I'm on there as the 5x5. I'm not sure, but I tell you what, if you send me my email is this should be able to get me on Google, get you to my Google Plus. The number 5BYYFIVE@gmail.com. So 5by with 2 Y's, 5 spelled out @gmail.com. And I think if you type in Ken Bogle, I think he is just Ken Bogle on Google Plus. So we're going to try that. That should be fun. Let's see. I think we should do another little song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more. And we still need to get to our second queen and some more stuff that's going on in the news. We'll be right back.
Your truck is gently falling in.
Sorry about those two songs back to back. I had to take care of something, but welcome back. Welcome back. We're just talking about all kind of stuff tonight. So the sec, you know, the title of the blog or podcast today is Long Live the Queen, which was that was actually a really good episode on Charmed. And that was when Phoebe went evil because she married Cole, and Cole was the source, and she was the queen of the underworld and all that kind of good stuff. It was a good episode. It was like the season four. Yeah, I'm a Charmed freak. And it's funny, my mom, I think I told you guys this the other day, she watches Charmed every day. And she'll talk to me about it, which just sets my little geeky self on fire when she chats with me about geeky stuff. I think it's hilarious. About last month, she was asking how I use my phone to make calls and why was it, did it cost any money? I'm like, no, it's free. I have a Google Talk number. I said it's called because sometimes it's easier for me if I'm calling into my Blog Talk Radio show. It's easy for me to do everything because everything's on the computer instead of trying to have a phone in my hand and do all that stuff. So I just do it with my Google Talk on my computer. And she's like, well, I want to do it. I'm like, oh, okay, girl, let's go knock it out. And so I slap it on her head, and the very first, she's done it twice now. She's made two Google Talk calls on her computer, and she's just excited about it because she never thought she could do it. And like, I know one day I wasn't around, so she called me and she's like, so what do I put in there? Will the number automatically come up? I said, well, Mama, that's why I set your cell phone. She has an Android and a Google phone. And I said, so every contact that you have in your Google, in your phone, is automatically in your, because it's synced with your Google addresses. And she just thought that was the biggest thing. I'm like, yeah, girl, I worked it out for you. I did that, your son. But so now we have these conversations just about every day about what's going on Charmed. And you know, they show two episodes every day. And she watches that shit like it's new. I'm like, girl, I have all the seasons on DVD and they're all on Netflix right now. You can wear it out. But she wants to watch them. You know, it comes on at 3 and 4 or 2 and 3 or something like that. And she watches it. And if one's like out of sync or she knows, she's like, they didn't show the right one. And then they're so funny because they were showing all the Christmas shows on, I think it's TNT or Lifetime, whatever. She didn't get to see them because they weren't showing them every day. And when they came back, she was really happy. And then she was like, well, you know, why was Cole, did they finally kill him? But he's going to come back. And it's like watching a soap opera and talking soap operas. It's so funny, and it just makes a geek fanboy proud to have those conversations with his mother, who is almost 70 years old. So I think that's really funny. She's cute. But and Ken is talking bad to me, and I showed him something on Facebook earlier tonight, and about our new guest, or about my new guest. Your mom needs to get on tour. Okay. Get on on your show. She says she's coming on my show, and maybe tomorrow, because I think she listened to the interview and she listened to something else. She doesn't like me talking about her as much, but I'm like, I talk about my life, and since you're part of my life, you just kind of come with the territory. I'm sorry. And, I get to that next. But, so like I said, she talks about that stuff like it's brand new. So we enjoy doing that together. But I showed Ken something earlier on Facebook, and he says now he's being very lustful. And I said, oh, it's my, didn't I did that or something? And I called him Mr. Guilt Giver, and he said he owned it, hashtag whatever, ha ha ha. But that would be fun. I think my mom would enjoy that. I think she needs to do something anyhow. I think she could talk about what she's going through with her dialysis, and I think it'd be therapeutic. I think this is my therapy. I tell you guys every day, well, not every day. Most of them, this is my therapy when I get to talk and get some of the stuff that's inside my head out. And, you know, I think there's some talk. Donovan does it. He does his brain purge, and he talks about how he gets stuff out of his head. And I do the same way. I just do it a different way, and I just get stuff out of my head. And it could be anything. I did hear, and this is for you fanboys too, what in the hell or why in the hell is Michael Douglas playing Hank Pym in Ant-Man? I don't know if he's going to be in the Avengers movie, but he's definitely going to be Hank Pym in the Avengers. Isn't he a little old? What he talking about? He had ate out Catherine Zeta-Jones stuff so much that he got throat cancer. Isn't that what he was saying? Because I love Michael Douglas. You know, he was in Behind the Candelabra with Matt Damon. He played Liberace, which it's on HBO Go. But I've tried to watch it, but it was kind of boring, so I didn't. But he won the Golden Globe for it, so obviously it's something was good about it. When I have absolutely nothing to do, I'm going to watch it. He's going to be in Ant-Man. He's going to be Hank Pym. He's going to play Ant-Man. I just think he's a little old for the part. I think he's a great actor. I love him. I loved him in War of the Roses with what's the girl that played Kathleen Turner. Remember, they was in those Romancing the Stone and Jewel of the Nile movies, which I absolutely loved. I was a kid back then. Yeah, he's too old to play Hank Pym. They need to get somebody else. I don't like that. So we'll see. We'll see. Here lately, some of the choices for these comic book characters to movies, I'm just not feeling. And have y'all seen, you know, the guy who plays Chris Evans? Well, you know, he has a really, really, I love Kathleen Turner too. She's hilarious. Serial Mom is one of my most favorite cult movies. Ken is saying that Kathleen, he had throat cancer, but he said the reason why, and Nikki and I talked about this on one of our shows, Real Talk with Day and Nikki, he had throat cancer because he said he had ate too much vagina. Can I say vagina? I can say vagina. Vajayjay. He had too much oral sex. That's what we'll say. And that's what caused his throat cancer. I think he was being funny, but then they said sometimes if the person has the HPV virus, don't give me a line because I don't know the specifics of it, but I remember him saying that because we had a show about it. But anyhow, you know, another comic book character, which was Chris Evans from Avengers, of course, he played Captain America, and he had, you know, the Captain America movie. Now, the second one's set to release, the Dark Warrior or Dark, no, that was Thor, the Cold War or something. Anyhow, but you know, and I think Chris Evans is really, 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 really hot. And he also was Johnny Storm in Fantastic Four. He's so hot to me. I've always liked him, and of course, you know, Varsity Blues and all that stuff. He has a really, really cute brother that's been posting naked pictures. So, and he looks just like Chris Evans. So if anybody wants to see Chris Evans naked, although we kind of have already, just look on Tumblr for Chris Evans' naked brother, and you can find the picture of him, because not even Tumblr, on Google. And he's just sitting there all proud to be happy that he's naked. And another thing, I'm on a rant, obviously. I told you the other day, I am a man. I'm a single man. And sometimes not that I go there all the time, and I ain't trying to put all my tea out there. Have you all guys seen the website called Cam4? Don't act like you don't know, because I know you do. Cam4 is a website where all these people go on there, and you know, I was a novice to it, and so I'm like, oh, y'all asking for tokens and tips and private shows and stuff. I'm like, what is going on? So I'm looking at it, and so in my mind, this is all for the show, I promise you. There was no prurient interest in it whatsoever. I said, well, maybe I can get one of these guys to come on the show, and I want to ask them why they do it. You know, you're an exhibitionist, so I'm surely you want to talk about it. So I see these two little guys that were on Cam4, and they say, well, Addis, you know, we always tweet about our shows, and I'm like, well, Addis, they give you their Skype information. Skype us. I'm like, Oh, okay. I can do that. Anyway, see, it's gone now. See, they're up to some dirty stuff. Cause did they delete it? Cause I'm trying to find out what that's all about. I don't see it now. It was on here earlier. Oh, see, the little Skype thing says private shows, private shows, and something else, and help with Todd's tuition is always very appreciated. You got a lot of nerve. You better get a GSL. That's all I can say. Anyhow, I just thought I'd bring that up because they had sent me that on Skype, thinking that I was gonna give them some money. Wrong. I don't tip people online. That ain't cute. Anyhow. So I guess it's finally, I didn't drug this out long enough, I guess. So the second queen, so Ken, you might want to put me on mute for about 5, 10 minutes because I'm gonna talk about Coven for a second because Ken hasn't seen tonight's episode of Coven. So if you haven't seen tonight's episode of Coven, the spoiler is coming in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Queenie's not dead. I said this. We talked about Coven on our last episode of The Crew, and I said that Queenie, we was all kind of saying because we hadn't seen her, you know, she got killed the episode before last, and well, it was when they before they went on winter break, and she, you know, she had blew her brains out to kill Cordelia's witch hunter husband, and so she shows up today at Nan's funeral, and she has a chain or leash around Kathy Bates, who she has put back together. So that leads you to believe she's gotten extra powers. She resurrected herself. So Queenie is back. And I do remember saying on the crew that I would. That this is what I said. I said that Queenie would come back and she would be the Supreme. So Queenie's return tonight shows us that she is immune to bullets, silver bullets, mind you, that's supposed to kill witches, and also she blew her brains out. And then, well, she's a voodoo doll, so I knew that wasn't going to kill her. And she says, "I've come, obviously, I've gotten some new powers." So Queenie's back, and that's the other long live the queen subject of today's show. So like both my shows were on tonight, so Oliver Queen and Queenie from Coven, glad you guys are back. One's back from the dead and one's back from winter break. And since we're talking about breaks, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back and talk about a little bit more about Queenie and the person who plays Queenie, Gaboré Sidibé, and what's going on with all this fat shaming. We'll be back.
Love, the electrifying formula between two people with feelings, deep, charismatic, compelling, creating a union that is telling, shining a light. Shedding a glow, feeling your soul. From love arises a booming energy, sending the world a message in a bottle. There is more to show. As the love grows and kicks into full throttle, the fused unit produces a message that becomes a more powerful whole, even more powerful than the love in full.
We go here, we go there, we go make goals, we make plans.
I wish somebody would really tell me where I could go with a broken heart, but I haven't had a broken heart in a very, very, very long time. But that might be because I haven't dated in a very long time. But normally I'm the one that does the breaking up. If, and it's all my fault because I don't put a lot of effort into it. If I, you know, I can like somebody, and then if I don't think it's really going to go anywhere because maybe they don't have their shit together or just things that annoy me, I'm very easily annoyed. And it's a character flaw, I know. I'm like, okay, I know one person that I dated. They just, their priorities were all messed up. You know, you couldn't keep your lights on or couldn't keep gas in your car, but you had plenty of money to buy sports memorabilia and army memorabilia that was like hundreds of dollars. And I'm like, so I just stopped talking to them. I mean, the phone call stopped right there. I know that's cold, right? But we're friends now. it's just, I just, but thing is, they knew. They, because I kind of, one day we were out shopping, and I remember I had to pay for lunch, and I paid for snacks and soft drinks and gas. I was driving, I think. And, you know, you're doing all this complaining about you got this bill, don't have money, gas for your car. And then we go to a army, like, surplus or collector store, and you buy a helmet that's $139, and you just whip out the money. I'm like, what? what just happened? So, wasn't impressed with that, so I had to leave that all the way alone. And yes, I do have flaws, Ken Boggle, don't get cute. Yeah, you know that song called Flaws and Alls by Beyonce? I do have flaws, and you know, she's like, I'm a bitch in the morning, I'm a train wreck in the afternoon. Every now and then, without warning, something, I can be really mean towards you or something like that. So, my mother actually quoted a Beyonce song today, one of the songs off the new album. I'm like, girl, how do you know that? She's like, well, they play it all the time. I'm like, well, they don't play it that much. Anyhow, so welcome back. That was a song called Where Do We Go? I forgot about that song. That was a really, I had that. And that's a Love Shadow song. You know, I play Love Shadow, Alex Barroza, Snowflake on my shows a lot because I like the stuff that they do. And that was actually a good song. To tell me to play this during Valentine's Day, because I think that would be a good song to play. And no, I don't think I'm just self-aware. I don't think I'm, Ken say I'm too tough. You're too tough on yourself. I don't think I'm tough on myself. I don't think I'm very, very self-aware. I might be a little tough on myself, but I'm not beating myself up or anything over anything. I'm just very self-aware, and that might, I think I'm so self-aware to that might be a problem where I just don't recognize it or embrace it. But I'm not going to psychoanalyze myself on my show today. Y'all did that to me once on the crew. Like I said, welcome back. So what did we talk about? We talked about Queenie, we talked about Oliver Queen, we talked about Target. So, speaking of Gabrielle Sidibe, she was at the Golden Globes the other night, and I thought she looked fabulous. You know, Gabrielle Sidibe, she's a big girl. Okay, she's a big girl, and she's had a lot of issues with even black people talking about how big she is and her size and her weight problems. And I know one comedian is like, y'all talking about the way she talk about how big she is, because, but she's obviously not living a healthy life. And you know what, as a person of a particular size, you don't think we know? We don't need you saying or telling us how bad we look, because, you know, and thing is, because they think fat people are lazy because we're bigger, or fat people can't do anything. You know, they still trying to make you buy two seats when you own the airplane. I think I could still fit in one seat. I don't think I'll have to buy two, but let them come to me with that nonsense on a plane and see what happens. Trust me, I won't make the flight. But I just think it's sad that people think that to point out your obvious problem, you don't know that person could have some kind of thyroid issue. My thyroid issue is my thighs are pushing my roids up into my stomach. That's the only thyroid problem I have. But there's other people that have legitimate thyroid problems that makes them a considerable size. But the people just overeat. I'm one of those people. It's not that I overeat. I eat the wrong things and I don't work out. I'm one of those people, I can lose weight really fast if I choose to. But I think it's a definite mindset that comes along with, being healthy. But we don't need the world. Stop it. Nobody asked for your opinion on how I look. Because frankly, anybody, like I have a coworker now that he comes in every night because he doesn't like me because he's jealous. And I don't think it's, I don't want anybody, I don't think I'm better than, people. I never have. I'm not going to put myself above anyone, but I'm not going to put myself below anyone. And so, but he comes in because he's jealous. He comes in and he thinks that he's getting to me, because I'm always calling him out on his poor job performance. He thinks he's getting to me when he comes in, he calls me Big David. My name doesn't need to come with an adjective. You can call me David. And I've asked him this before. Not that I'm ashamed of it, but I think I need to let you know that you need to stop doing that because I can call you Old Black Billy, give you two adjectives because he's damn near 75, with no teeth in his mouth. And he's a jack-laid minister. But but I don't say all these things because I don't want to hurt his feelings. But, I just get you where it hurts. I tell you suck at your job, and he can't stand and he talks a lot of crap behind my back. But again, I don't care, but I don't need you pointing out that I'm big. I know I'm big. You think getting these size 42s was a easy feat in the morning? It's not that serious to me. But again, I don't need you to point out my obvious flaw because you think you're being cute. And someone thought it was cute to talk about Gabrielle Sidibe on Twitter. And that's one thing, Twitter can be horrible for people, for celebrities. Not that I care because they're rich, but hold on, let me see what I've lost the chat room. Ken says I beat myself up more than a rented mule. No, more worse than a rented mule. That was hilarious. I want to use that. I want to use that. But anyhow, they were talking about Gabrielle Sidibe, and they say, if I can find the tweet that, well, I'll just read the CNN article. Walking the red carpet is basically like walking a tightrope in front of your harshest critics, but Gabrielle Sidibe has handled hers with class. The 30-year-old American Horror Story Coven star received nasty tweets about her appearance after she arrived at the Golden Globe Awards on Sunday, with some viewers taking offense to her shimmering floor length gown. The reactions range from sarcastic, is she pregnant, tweets to demands for Sidibe's stylist to do better. One of the tweets says, clearly Gabby's stylist doesn't like her and has no problem stealing her money. Another one said, I love Gabby Sidibe, but she looked like the Globe at the Golden Globes. Oh my God, that is so horrible. And then another one says, who thought this was okay? And ooh, and then somebody types, I'm surprised she could fit in the frame. And there is a this is horrible. I don't even want to repeat it, but I am. Hashtag, I think she ate the Golden Globes. See, that is so uncalled for. But here's the thing. This is when you know how people come at you with different stuff or talk to you a particular way or treat you a particular way, how you handle it with so much class, like it doesn't even exist. You go away from it unaffected. So this is what her remarks were to her critics from from the Golden Globes, the tweeters who was talking about her size and how she looked at the Golden Globes, to people making mean, this is her, to people making mean comments about my GG picks, Golden Globes, I most definitely cried about it on my private jet on my way to my dream job last night. See? And then she was like, poof, be gone, bitches, I'm a witch. So, you know, it's not, I mean, why is that cute? And why is that acceptable? For people, but that's people. I guess you can't change the nature of people. And then you remember, I talked about this earlier. Maybe they're trying to fat shame all the witch stars. Alyssa Milano was fat shamed by Jay Moore. On Christmas, I think he was, he had talked about how she looked after having a baby. I guess she doesn't, you know, care about how she looks in her body anymore. Now, Jay Moore, you're not winning any America's Next Top Models, and you're not really that cute. You never really have been. And, you know, thing is, Alyssa Milano has been around since she was a child. You know, you might have been around for the last 15 years. I guess that's a long time, but who cares? We don't like you. And so he finally apologizes on his blog, and he says to Perez Hilton, Alyssa Milano, she's stunning. I mistakenly thought that the absurdity of what I was saying would have been taken as a joke. Fail. And then Alyssa Milano, another classy response, you know, and this is how you had to treat people who come at you sideways. You got to act like their behavior, their crazy comments don't mean anything to you. She says, at Jay Moore, so sorry you felt the need to publicly fat shame me. Be well. God bless. Please send my love to your beautiful wife. Poof, be gone. You know, that's another example of how sometimes you have to take the high road when dealing with crazy folks. Because if you don't take the high road, you kind of get mixed up into their nonsense. And I'm glad that she did just that. And then there is a little episode which I didn't totally agree with one way or the other. If I can find it. Yeah, that was Jay Moore. See, I have these all queued up, but they're not in the right place. There is a episode at a Washington coffee house where they are facing a boycott over fat shaming a customer. Although she kind of started it. And the store is called Sips Ahoy. And it's like the Hooters. The Hooters version of Starbucks. They wear these little sailor outfits supposedly, and they're really kind of skanky, giving you coffee products. This is a bikini barista has revealed her ugly side. A coffee shop in Washington became the subject of cyberbullying controversy after a young owner fat shamed a customer on the business's Facebook page. See, you're going too much. You're doing too much. And now a boycott has been organized against Sips Ahoy, the small business in Anna Cortez, Washington, described as a bikini pinup sailor girl themed coffee stand whose girls dress in a very classy, respectful manner. That's not what all the comments are saying. But many are outraged at the non-respectful way a customer was fat shamed on the coffee shop's Facebook page. The customer was Jessica Kathleen Kledek, called the business a rundown whorehouse on a wall post after she said the business was disrespectful to her aunt. The comments were then posted on Sips Ahoy's page, and the owner and her father, Kelly, posted a slew of nasty photos about Kledek's weight. She's a huge fat bee that no one would want to see in a bikini. She is just jealous of you beautiful fine ladies. She looks like a fat Pugsley. Oh, I didn't mean to laugh. Just me reading it. I wasn't prepared for that. I thought I had read all this, but I didn't. She looks like a fat Pugsley Adams, the father posted. Now you're going to call that girl. That's not funny. That's not funny. Oh, whew, kumbaya. No. I'm not laughing. I'm just laughing at the words because people are mean and cruel. Trust me. Like I said, I'm a man of particular size. If somebody said that to me, you know, I'd be ready to run through the building like Madea. But he called her. How you gonna call somebody a fat, pugly Adams? That stuff ain't cute. That's not cute. You know, how dare you? You know, have this conversation on your business public webpage. So now the company. Well, the citizens of this that go, oh, see, there's more. Mega responded with other mean posts of her own. That was the daddy saying all that. She's just jealous because she's fat and ugly and always will be. She's gross. LOL. Look at her pics. Her arms are the size of my thigh. LOL, LOL, LOL. She's training to be a sumo wrestler. See, they did way too much. Yes, this girl shouldn't went on their page calling them whores and stuff. And sometimes you get what you know that song I played earlier, you get what you give. But y'all took it a step because you went after the obvious. My thing is, if you could go after my obvious flaw, that means you're not creative. You know, go for something else. You know, because I could pick apart a person, you know, if I chose to, without even going after the obvious. I can go after anything else. So, you know, impress me. If you really gonna go, come for me. What they say on Real Housewives of Atlanta? Don't come for me unless I send for you. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Anyhow, yeah, Ken says sue their butts. And he says he is pissed, cruel, soulless, despicable, and vicious. I agree with all those, Ken, because all that stuff they had to say was uncalled for. Well, we're gonna take a quick break, talk a little bit more about fat shaming, and I don't think I have anything else to talk about. Take a quick break and we'll come back and wrap up. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be right back. Like that song, that is so fun. Until to this day, if somebody can tweet me, I guess I need to look at myself, tell me what the words of that song are, because the only thing I'm thinking she's saying is the chocolate box, and maybe that's why I like the song, because I'm phat, pretty hot and fat, catch it. So to end the story, these additional comments against this lady that the owner put on their business page. She puts your and thing here. Here's my thing. If you're going to try to read somebody online, and I see it all the time, every day, you try to read somebody or comfort somebody online, use correct grammar. You know, if you really want to read somebody, she types your. So why, and she's typed your as YOUR instead of your worthless, save your, I guess she's saying you are worthless, save, and I guess she meant save the world hunger by shooting yourself. See, she's, you're doing too much. The rest of the world would like to eat also. Yeah, they went in on this poor girl. She just called them some whores, you know. If the shoe fits, steal it. And then Kledak, who is the girl who had all this stuff said about her, she says she felt that the last comment crossed the line. She's like, what if she was unstable and actually did kill myself? Would that be okay? And she takes ownership for starting it. She said, well, I did say it, but they, she said they did too much. And now the father, who's part owner of this Sips Ahoy, he says his vehicle has been damaged in retaliation for the fat shaming incident. You know what? Maybe you should have kept your mouth shut, and you shouldn't have put it in a public forum for other people who do have opinions and do have feelings. You know, I don't agree with damaging people's property because scars and stuff, you know. Don't be messing nobody's property. Don't be putting your hands on nobody. You know, if you're going to use words from a distance. Y'all playing on Facebook and talking about people. And that's, I don't understand that with adults. Now, I will argue all day with some religious person who's spouting crazy stuff in the name of God to advance their religious agendas, or somebody who's talking about black people, or somebody's talking about gay people. I will argue with them all day, but I'm not going to call them names. You know, what does that get me? I'm not five, you know. And so she says, I beg people, please stay away from the coffee stand and don't resort yourself to stooping to their immature level by sending them hate messages. This page is for the community and public comments for you to speak up about bullying and to let the public know that it won't be tolerated in our town. Please treat others as you would want to be treated. And I guess that's what we all want to be treated like. We want to treat everybody else. Ken says, please share their phone number. I'm not going to do that. But if you're in the chat room, you can see the phone number. Ken Boggle put it out there. I'm not going to say it on my show. Ken says, encourage people to call and make their position known to Sips Ahoy. The community is boycotting the establishment. Carmel M. Effer. That's right. You tell them, Ken. Get them, boy. Get them. No, but what they were doing, like, yeah, she started. And sometimes, if you're big enough to start it, you have to be big enough to finish it. But sometimes, if somebody's big enough to start something with you, you have to be the bigger person and say, "Oh well, sorry about your luck," or you know, you might throw one little jab. They could have called a fat ass and kept on going, but they had to take it to where you look like Pugsley Adams and all that kind of nonsense, and shoot yourself in the head, and so the rest of the world can eat. Yeah, took it too far, and hope, you know, it's pro not hopefully, it's probably going to hurt your business for the time being. I'm sure it'll come back if y'all run around there naked serving coffee. I'm sure only men go there anyhow. Anyhow, people are crazy. This world is crazy. Kid said, did you just bark at me? Because I loved it. Yeah, I got a little dog in me. Dog gimme with a dog gimme. Nah, 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 nah. I used to be in the group, not really. It's funny today. I was singing something, and my mom said, "You always singing." I'm like, "Cause I'm trying to be happy," and she's like, "Well, you know, you and your sister can always sing." And then somebody else heard me singing. He's like, "Well, Dave, that really sounds real good. You should be on TV." I'm like, "Boy, please, does nobody want to see me or hear me?" He's Kenny. I called you Kenny. Ken is punch that kitty, honey. It's not powder that kitty. I still laughed over that today. I said, I had a friend. I told you guys about that yesterday. I don't want to hear it again. But it's one of my most favorite sayings, because you know, if anybody who really knows me, I say kumbaya a lot. I say trust a lot. I say you'll be strong a lot. I really say kumbaya a lot. That means it's like a gasp. It's like my verbal gasp. And then And when I'm, being funny or just saying, like, it's my go-on girl is punch that kitty, honey. Hunty. So that's my, like, go-on girl or go-on boy. I'll say punch that kitty, honey. Well, we're going to play one more song. That's it. One more song, and then we're going to head out of here for the night. It is coming upon 2:30, and if I'm going to do a hangout tomorrow with Ken Boggle, I need to get some beauty sleep. So one more song. We'll be back, and then we'll wrap things up. Y'all know when y'all hear that song, it is time for us to say goodnight. Because Miss Erica Davis is ready to get her kitty punched because somebody's ready to have a good night. Anyhow, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Ken Boggle, for joining me and listening to my rabble in the chat room. Guys, check out The Crew tomorrow at 11 o'clock on thecrewshow.net or on The Crew Show here on Spreaker.com. You know, you can always find me on Twitter at The5x5 and on our Facebook page at facebook.com/The5x5, completely spelled out. And now on Tumblr, tumblr.com, The5x5, also completely spelled out. Check out the blog, the5x5.blogspot.com, and check out all the bonus episodes. I will have one up tonight, hopefully, maybe when I get some sleep or before I get some sleep. And I thank you guys for listening to me and checking me out. And look for our next guest on Real Talk with David and Nikki, possibly next week. And somebody I want to introduce, if you don't know about him already, you might already know about this person. I said him, so you know it's a guy. You might already know about him already. And I'll say he's an artist of sorts. And we'll leave it at that. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys are having a great hump day or had a great hump day. We're over the middle, so tomorrow is Thursday. And don't forget, we're going to do a Google Hangout with everybody or whomever on Friday. And Ken and I will kind of moderate the Hangout on Friday, and we'll have some things to share. I think it's going to be fun. And tomorrow's the crew. I may be back tomorrow night. We'll see. We'll play it by ear. But look for the Drive episode on the website and on Facebook.com. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great remainder of your week. Check us out on the Google Hangout on Friday. And I'm here, you're here, we're here, and we're all 5x5. Good night, everybody. Bow, 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 bow. Bow.